Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada. You can find him online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. You can follow Maxime on Twitter at Maxime Bernier. Max, welcome back to the Goddard Report.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be with you.
Max, in the past week, the Mad Max election tour has gone from BC to Manitoba. How's it going?
Going very well. We had the biggest crowd in Manitoba at a rally that we did outside, more than 1,000 people, all people that believe that this election will be all about, do you want more government control or more freedom? And these people were freedom fighters. They don't want to have a vaccine passport all across the country like Trudeau and O'Toole want to impose to us.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, or is he really Prime Minister now that there's an election? That's
Yes, he's still Prime Minister until the day of the election and when we'll have a new government. I don't know what will happen at this election, but I can tell you that the People's Party will do well. I'm very realistic. I may not be Prime Minister after this election, but the most important is to grow our support. We started that election at the People's Party around 2% in the polls, and now we are around maybe 9-10%. So we are growing, and more people understand that we need to vote for our values, because if you vote conservatives or liberals, they're the same on imposing a vaccine passport, on mass immigration, on not balancing the budget. I can go on and go on. And also the most important for people in Western Canada to be able to build pipelines. They won't do anything, O'Toole and Trudeau. And the equalization formula that is unfair for Western Canada. And we need to change that and to be less generous. But O'Toole won't speak about that like Trudeau. So that's why I'm saying, you know, a vote for Trudeau is a vote for O'Toole is a vote for Trudeau.
Trudeau is being met on the campaign trail by groups of angry people. O'Toole is having small gatherings. You're getting bigger audiences. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, that's happening because for Trudeau, people are mad. Yes, they're angry. They're not happy with the violation of their rights. And you know, I'm always said, you know, we need to be able to express our point of view peacefully, and that's what people are doing. And that's not a surprise for me. They started these draconian measures against our population when everything started in the beginning of that COVID crisis. But now we know that it's a discrimination and segregation that O'Toole and Trudeau are doing, because if you have the vaccine or not, that's not... That's irrelevant, because everybody can spread the virus, a vaccinated one and unvaccinated one, everybody. So we are in the same boat. But O'Toole and Trudeau are dividing us by vaccination status, like in a communist country. And I understand that people are mad and not happy with that situation. And that's why they protest. And that's why O'Toole doesn't have a lot of people when he's doing a press conference. And we are able to attract freedom fighters because they know that we are the only option for going back to our way of life before COVID-19.
What are you Mad Max about today?
Oh, my God, about that situation. The fact that tonight in French and tomorrow in English, I won't be part of the debate. The national debate against these other establishment leaders. But, you know, that won't be a debate without us, without the PPC. That will be a discussion because they share the same point of view. They all agree that they must, the government must violate our rights and our freedoms, and we have a different point of view. So it's too bad that the cartel of the mainstream media and the establishment politician don't want me there. But I can tell you that you must follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I will tweet my answer at these questions tonight. And I will also be Friday night with Viva Free, a YouTuber that is one of our candidates in Montreal, in Westmount. We will have a discussion about that debate the day after. That would be a live discussion, so stay tuned. You just go on my social media and you'll have all the details. But it's unfair that I'm not there. I try to be there. But it's another kind of a segregation and discrimination. When you have about 9 and 10% of the population that are ready to vote for the PPC and only 2% with the Green Party, and the leader of the Green should be there and I won't be there. That's unfair, but that's what they're doing. The conservative and the liberals, they don't care about your rights. And that's another proof of all that.
This past weekend, Aaron O'Toole and the Conservative Party promised to mandate vaccine passports for experimental vaccines that are in human trials until 2023. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, O'Toole said in the beginning of the campaign to one of his candidates in Yukon that was strongly against the vaccine passport. And he said, you cannot be a candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada because of that and because of his position on COVID, on the vaccine passport. So it's not surprising for me. Now he said he wants to have a registered of every Canadian that will have the vaccine, and is like Trudeau on the vaccine passport. So that's all the same. I call them the LibCon party with one leader, Justin O'Toole.
Aaron O'Toole and the Conservatives have also come out on the side of gun control. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's another flip-flop. You know, we can go on with the flip-flop. Flip-flop on climate change. He said O'Toole that he won't impose a carbon tax. Another flip-flop there. We know that he will impose a carbon tax, and he said that he will impose a carbon tax. And on gun control, he said that it will repeal the order in council that Trudeau passed. Another flip-flop, he won't do that. He said that this week. You're absolutely right about it. So for gun owners, for O'Toole, they are criminals. And that's not what we think at the PPC. Our position is very clear. We'll repeal all these legislations and that order in council because we know that gun owners are not criminals. And we must be tough with the real criminals. So that's why we want gun owners to be able to practice their sport and be able also to keep their property. I don't want the RCMP to come to farmers a day and telling them or her, you know, your gun is illegal now and confiscate these guns. We need to have real and clear categories of gun. And we will do that. It will be in the legislation. But we will repeal everything that Trudeau did on the gun legislation. So that's a very different position than O'Toole and Trudeau.
Some people are set on their ways, always voting for the same party. How do you reach those people with your message of freedom?
Yeah, I'm telling them, you know, the Conservatives are taking your vote for granted. That's what they're doing. And you must... You must not vote against something. You must vote for something because we at the PPC, we are the only real conservative party in Canada. The conservative are only conservative in name. We are the real one. The conservative and Aaron O'Toole are having the same policies than Justin Trudeau. And they are also, you know, are going to the left. And for us, we are the real free market and freedom party that will always fight for your freedom. Actually, our four principles of a funding principle of our party are individual freedom, personal responsibility, respect, and fairness. And we will always fight for what we believe. And I appreciate and I hope that more people that voted for conservative or liberals or NDP, they will come in our party because they know that our country is going more and more socialist and more globalist and more like a communist country. And if they want to change, we are the only option.
If the various levels of government stop giving taxpayers money to the propaganda, fake news media companies, would they go out of business?
And they may. They may, and I don't care. You know, if you're in a capitalist system, in a free market system, if you're not able to please your consumers, you will go bankrupt. So that's why we need to cut the $1.2 billion that the government is giving to the CBC. And same thing with the bailout fund that Trudeau put forward, $600 million. We want the media to be independent, not dependent on the government. We want them to be independent, and that will be the case. And if they're not able to raise money from their viewers, they'll go bankrupt. That's it. But Aaron O'Toole will protect the CBC like Justin Trudeau, so that's why he's not a conservative.
How would a PPC government fix the economic destruction Canada has endured over the past few decades?
But the first thing that we must do is to balance the budget, to be fiscally responsible. And, you know, with that huge deficit of $354 billion that Trudeau did, the biggest deficit in Canadian history, it was because of COVID-19. You know, what he did, he said to businesses, yeah, you can shut down and I will give you grants and subsidies. And he said to Canadians, you can stay at home and I will give you subsidies. We need to cut all these programs and reopen the economy. Business people want to work and to open their business, and Canadians are ready to work. So we'll cut all that. We'll cut the CBC, $1.2 billion. We will cut foreign aid, $5 billion. We'll cut corporate welfare between $5 and $10 billion. And yes, we'll be able to balance the budget in 4 years. But O'Toole said that he won't balance the budget in 4 years. He said he's not able to do that. So like Justin Trudeau, they won't balance the budget. O'Toole and Trudeau won't do it. They think that the budget balances itself. It is not. So now we are paying for that huge deficit of $354 billion with the inflation tax. If you go and you do your grocery, you'll see that there's about 5-6% inflation, and that will grow. Inflation is a hidden tax. Instead of taking your own money in your own pocket and forcing you to give that to the government is telling you you can keep your money, but you won't be able to buy the same amount of goods and services with your money. So your purchasing power is going down, your standard of living is going down, the inflation is going up, and everybody is poorer. So we need to fight that, and the way to fight that is to be sure to balance the budget in 4 years, and also to ask the Bank of Canada to have an inflation target, not of 20% or 3%, but 0%. Like that, every Canadian will keep their purchasing power. So we have the solution for that, but O'Toole and Trudeau won't. They won't balance the budget. They're happy with inflation, but we are not. And so that's another big difference with us and these two mainstream political parties.
Is the People's Party the only party focused on putting Canada and the people of Canada first?
Yes, it is, with everything that I just told you. And for us, it's not only a slogan, putting Canadian first and our country first. It's the reality in our politics, and I'm asking people, go on our website and read our policies, peoplespartyofcanada.ca. You'll see that, you know, we are against globalists and globalism, and we don't want any international organization to tell us here in Canada what to do. That's why we are against the migration compact from the UN. We want, you know, we don't want mass immigration. We want sustainable immigration, 150,000 a year, with the majority of them must be skilled immigrants, people that are coming here and can work here in Canada because an entrepreneur was not able to find a person for that job, a Canadian for that job. But now we have mass immigration, 400,000 people every year, and the majority of them are refugees and people coming under the reunification of family. They're not coming here to work and to build this country like everyone. And we need to stop that. We have a lot of illegal refugees that are crossing the border in Quebec at the Roxham Road illegally. we need to put a fence over there. Well, not American, we won't put a wall, but a fence over there, and telling them that they're not welcome because they're not real refugees. Your life is not in danger in the state of New York. So that's the big reform that we must do in immigration to be sure that this country will be like that in 25 years. We don't want a country where there's no go zone like in France. We want a country like everybody that is coming here share our Canadian values, and they know that every man and woman are equal before the law, and so and respect our Canadian values. That's a big reform that we must do there to preserve our country. But O'Toole and Trudeau won't do anything. It's another example.
Do you have some great candidates running for the PPC in this election?
Yeah, we have candidates all across the country. We have 312 candidates. We have more candidates than the NDP. The Bloc Québécois, because they're only in Quebec. But we have more candidates than the Green Party of Canada. And we have very strong candidates that are well-known in their riding, and I'm very proud of them. I'm campaigning with them all across the country. Today, I'll be in my riding in Beauce, and tomorrow also I'll do a debate over there. And I'll be back on the road this Saturday. I'll be in Edmonton and campaigning with our candidates.
We'll have more with Maxime Bernier right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Maxime Bernier. Why has the Conservative Party moved to the left?
They move to the left because their only goal is to be in power, is to be in government. They're not conservative anymore, and we know that we are living in a socialist era, not only in Canada, but all across the world. The woke culture, the socialists, the leftists, the activists, journalists that are not real journalists, woke culture in the school, at the university, it's everywhere. So we need to have that ideological revolution, that common sense revolution. And because now, conservatism is not so popular today. We don't represent the majority. So that's why they're doing politics by polling and by focus group. And their only goal is to be in government. So they're going to the left, and they will always be to the left. But doing that, they're giving the Conservative Party of Canada, and Erin O'Toole is giving more credibility to the leftist narrative by going to the left. And that's why I don't believe that they will be different if they are in power. That will be the same than the Liberals. So that's why we need the real alternative. That's why I said the other options suck. And you need to vote for the real option. So, if you want our country to be free, the PPC is there for you.
Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, where supposedly you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Former Conservative Prime Minister Brian Mulroney signed Canada into Agenda 21. Former Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper signed Canada onto Agenda 2030. Liberal Prime Minister Trudeau, along with other world leaders, have been implementing these agendas. Could these agendas and the extreme debt loads taken on by consumers and homeowners, along with the Trudeau government's out-of-control spending spree, be designed to bankrupt Canada and the people in Canada in time for 2030?
That's why we are saying no to the UN, and we know that the UN is a dysfunctional organization. Because the majority of the countries that are in the UN are communist countries or countries under dictatorship. So we, the Western civilization countries, are a tiny minority. And now they want to impose their socialist point of view on every country. We are saying no to that. We want to fight for our sovereignty and our independence as a country. And I believe if we do that, we will be able to have a freer country and a more prosperous country. But now with all these leftists, including O'Toole, they are going in that direction. And we won't sign these agenda. We won't sign the Paris Accord. We won't sign the UN Compact on Migration. We will do our things here in Canada for the benefit of our Canadians.
If you become prime minister later this month, what are the first things you'll do?
Bring back our freedom, you know, cancel all the mask mandate and the vaccine passport and all these legislation, opening the economy and being sure that we will be able to live in a free country. So that would be the first thing, being sure that the government will respect our Charter of Rights, our Constitution, because everything that the federal government and provincial governments are doing right now is it's illegal, unconstitutional, and immoral. So that would be the first task. And the next one is to reopen the economy and at the same time being sure to balance the budget and doing the cuts that need to be done, especially in the UN and foreign aid. And we will execute our platform. That's it. That's simple like that.
Maxime, are you the only leader proposing to increase the personal tax exemption so that the working poor don't have to carry the burden of government?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. But I must be, I must tell you that because of that deficit, I said at the last campaign that we will balance the deficit in 2 years, and after that, reducing taxes, and after that, we'll have a fair tax system. But this time, because of that huge deficit of $354 billion, we won't be able to balance the budget in 2 years. We'll be able to do that in 4 years. So all the tax break will come at the second mandate, not at the first one. That's the reality. Right now, this country is bankrupt. We need to fix that. And I don't want to lower taxes with borrowed money. That's irresponsible.
Max, where can people follow you and support you during this election campaign?
Well, I hope they will go on our website, peoplespartyofcanada.ca. I hope that they will be able to look by their province and find their candidate. They can put their postal code there. They will find their candidate. They can be in touch with their candidate by email. They can be volunteer. They can donate. They can speak to their friends because, as you know, the mainstream media is canceling us. They don't want us to be at the debate. They don't speak about us because they are afraid. They know that what we are saying, it's powerful. And if more people can listen to what we are saying, we'll have more support. And they don't want that. So I need them. That's a common sense revolution that we must start. Please go on our website, read our platform, speak with our candidates. If we like what we are saying, you know, I hope you'll support us. If you don't like what you are saying, vote for another party. We're not there to pander to you to have your vote and telling you what you want to hear. We are doing politics based on principles. We won't never we won't do any compromise with our principles. And actually, the electoral platform of this election is the same one that we had at last election, and that will be the same one at the next election. So that's why we are doing politics differently. And I hope if you like what you are doing and you want to have a real change in this country, please vote for what you believe. I understand that I won't be prime minister after this campaign. It would be a big step, but it will come step by step. That common sense revolution, that freedom revolution will be in Canada. And I believe it will start by the 20th of September. We'll have a couple of our candidates that will be elected, and Canadians will have a real freedom voice in Parliament, a real common sense voice in Parliament, and we'll start that revolution together. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak with your viewers and your clientele.
Maxime, thank you for being on the Goddard Report.
I appreciate that. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
My guest has been Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. You can also follow him on Twitter at Maxime Bernier. If you have any questions for Maxime or any of our guests, we'll ask that question for you the next time we talk to them. If you send it to info@howstreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network, find us on Twitter at Talk Digital Net. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.